A letter that was initially written by Ezra Bialy Wong, class of 2017, a fencer at UNC and also president emeritus of UNC and the ACC Student Athlete Advisory Council. That letter now has more than 200 co-signees, including a lot of really significant figures from current and former Tar Heel teams. Jamie Loeb, tennis star, Jordan Brown of the football team, William Sweet of the football team, a lot of current Tar Heel field hockey players, Garrison Brooks, Kenny Smith Jr. on the basketball team, Bryce Johnson, Kendall Marshall, Harrison Barnes, Serge Zwicker, Anthony Ratliff Williams, Elijah Hood, and the list goes on. We're joined now on the phone by Ezra Bialy Wong, who started the letter that now has more than 200 signatures calling for Silent Sam not to be reinstalled on campus. Ezra, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. Always a pleasure.
So tell us about your motivation, first of all, for writing the letter and for getting the word out about this issue. What is it about this issue that is causing so many people to be motivated to speak out?
Absolutely. Well, to talk about my motivation, I have to say that I have been inspired in the past by this community, the community of student athletes in particular, this community's ability to come together and rally for a common cause that we believe in. Someone who a few years ago, almost 2 years removed now, I partnered with the Student Athlete Advisory Committee presidents at Duke University, NC State University, and Wake Forest University in writing an open letter to the North Carolina General Assembly calling for the repeal of House Bill 2, and really drew on that experience of mine for inspiration in doing something similar. I think that looking at the things that are going on campus right now, the fact of the matter is that many, many members of the Carolina community see Silent Sam as a symbol of division and oppression. And regardless of whether or not anyone else out there sees it that way, a large population, including the 200-plus student-athletes I'm representing, see it that way. And that in and of itself is reason enough to remove the statue, because Carolina simply cannot continue to function and serve as a university of the people and for the people if it fundamentally fails to represent the interests of those people.
I'm going to read from some of the letter here for people listening who haven't heard it or seen it yet, quoting now from it. As athletes, we recognize division as our worst enemy in athletics and in life. Success requires unity. Now more than ever, we are unwilling to tolerate, let alone celebrate, symbols of division. It goes on, as current and former Tar Heels, we love our university and its people. We love our classmates and teammates, our coaches and our fans, all of them. A monument to those who fought and killed to keep black people enslaved has no place on our campus. White supremacy has no place on our campus. And that is just part of the longer letter that, again, has more than 200 signees. Ezra, what was your experience of the response when you first put out that letter?
The letter itself was truly a grassroots effort in the purest sense of the phrase. I sat down and wrote the letter on Tuesday and just started texting friends that I graduated with on the fencing team, and then started reaching out to athletes that I used to work with on Student Athlete Advisory Committee. And slowly it gained momentum, and gradually I think that at a certain point in speaking with another reporter, I was asked, do you think that many of the people who are signing this letter even know where it came from or who you are? And the answer is absolutely not. I think that it could not have grown without the efforts of Tar Heel athletes on the ground, on campus at UNC right now, and the networks of people who were willing to put their names on the letter and circulate it to others who might be interested in supporting the cause. And I think that the cause has really taken off because of its content and nothing else. I think that it is a cause that people see as worthy of signing on to.
And a lot of the people who are signing on are Tar Heel alums, a lot of really significant names in UNC athletics that people know, but a lot of the people who are signing on are current students, and that's got to take, and I know your experience as someone who on campus spoke out very strongly and took a lot of flack, and it took a lot of courage to do that, and it's got to take a lot of courage for people who are athletes right now and are students on campus to speak out in this way.
Absolutely. And I think a ton of credit goes to the young athletes on campus right now who are willing to put their names, attach their names to a movement like this, and especially to take the time to read this letter and send it to friends and teammates when on campus right now it is final season. And so I really cannot give enough credit to the students at UNC currently, the student athletes at UNC, who have chosen to get involved and speak out on a matter that is of the utmost importance.
Speaking with Ezra Bialy Wong, and again, this letter we're talking about had 210 signees as of about an hour and a half ago. I haven't looked in the last little while to see exactly how many it has, but the number is continuing to grow. What has been the official response? Have you heard from officials on campus? Obviously, we got the Board of Governors meeting coming up tomorrow. Have you heard from anyone who's in a kind of decision-making position there?
I haven't heard from anyone who is willing to go on record. I have had some ongoing behind-the-scenes conversations mm-hmm. with a few people, either reaching out to express support or actually I have heard from some institution administrators asking if I would be willing to speak with the media, because I know that a lot of student-athletes on campus right now are getting requests from the media, and the athletics department is reticent to allow them to interview during mm-hmm. final season, as the focus is really heavily on academics right now. But beyond that, I have not had any official correspondence with any members of the Board of Governors or any decision makers. But I think that most people with whom I have spoken, regardless of whether or not they're willing to sign the letter or whether or not they're willing to circulate the letter, recognize that this is a bad situation for the university, and it would be in everyone's best interest if Silent Sam were to be removed from campus.
What is the letter calling for? Obviously not to put Silent Sam up at a new building at Odom Village, but what is ultimately the thing that you are calling for?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that it's our hope that the Board of Governors will recognize the sheer irresponsibility of a decision to approve the current proposal. I think it's a gross misallocation of funding. I think if you think about the kind of investment into academic programming that could be made with $5.3 million plus that annual $800,000 for upkeep, it just doesn't make sense to spend this much money to build something that will be so widely hated. I think that it would be best if the statue could be put in a history museum elsewhere in the state, where it can be properly contextualized and reflected upon as a memorialization of the Confederacy and its willingness to go to war with its own nation to protect its ability to enslave an entire race of people. But I think that on the campus at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill is simply not the place for such a figure.
What, in your experience, is the power of the voice of students in general, but student athletes in particular?
I think that what we're seeing is a growing recognition among students and student athletes that the institutions that they make up are truly made up by them, the mm-hmm. people, as opposed to the more nebulous boards and organizations and political actors and the money. I think that money obviously plays a big role, and so do politics, but ultimately, if people don't attend the classes, if people do not teach the classes, if people do not show up to practice, if people do not coach the practices, if fans don't show up to the games, there is no institution. There are no sports, there are no classes, there is no university. And so I think that it's a really powerful thing when people begin to realize that the power lies within them, that the true power lies within the people at the institution. And so I think that's what we're seeing.
Speaking with Ezra Bialy Wong, if there's it's a multifaceted issue here, what should people know about the issue, whether it's the statue itself or the history or the proposal or the letter? What should people know that people don't know?
I think that's a great question. I appreciate that question, because I think there are a lot of people with whom I have spoken who say, you know, it's just a statue, it's just a part of history. Obviously, I do not support slavery, but also I don't get why everyone is so angry about the statue. It's just a statue. It was part of our history. It's fine. And I think that what really helped color the conversation for me and contextualize the hostility, the true hostility of the statue, was the fact that when it was dedicated on campus by Julian Carr, a known supporter of the Ku Klux Klan, his comments, his boasts about having whipped a woman of color just hundreds of yards from the statue, to me, just edifies beyond the shadow of a doubt that this statue was erected as a memorial to white supremacy and slavery specifically. And so no matter what your feelings are on, you know, whether or not it's important that we honor soldiers who died for a cause, no matter the cause, I think that when you really drill down to it, it becomes so difficult to defend the statue as something worth keeping on campus when you think about the context in which it was erected.
Anything else that that people ought to know about the letter? And if people want more information, where can they go?
Yeah, I think the letter is available widely. It's circulating on Facebook and Twitter, and there are a number of local outlets that have published articles about the letter that include the link. They can also visit my Twitter page, at Ezra Baeli Wang. That's E-Z-R-A-B-A-E-L-I-W-A-N-G. And I think that the statue is just, it's bad for the university's brand and image. It's bad for recruiting in terms of athletes as well as students and faculty members. Brilliant and talented individuals, regardless of whether or not they feel personally offended by Silent Sam, want to be in places where their skills can be fostered and developed to the best of their ability. And I think that requires a sense of unity and a sense of safety and a sense of community that is lacking right now because of Silent Sam's presence on campus. And so to anyone listening who has the best interests of the university and its people at heart, I think that the only thing to do is to advocate for the removal of Silent Sam.
At Ezra Baeli Wang on Twitter, and you can also get a link to that letter on our website, chapelboro.com. Ezra, thank you so much for being with us today.
Aaron, thank you so much for talking. Take care.